I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Libya is celebrating its second anniversary of freedom, but is it really free? As this news reports, Christians are being forced to leave. Sharif, an Egyptian Christian bookstore owner, was recently arrested for spreading Christianity. In an interview with Al Jazeera, Sharif says the first principle of democracy is freedom of belief, and if there is no freedom of belief, there is no freedom at all. Many Libyans are concerned, especially the Christians. Pray they'll remain bold in their witness. Next, a Christmas distribution of the Gospel of John in Nepal has Bibles for the World in a unique position. They're running out. Moy Podaiti says they're ready to print another 500,000 copies of Gospel of John now. The distribution project picked up some steam when the Reuben Rye Evangelistic Association got on board. People who get the Gospel of John can ask for a New Testament, and now those requests are pouring in.
Our urgent need right now is for the printing of 100,000 copies of the New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs for the follow-up ministry.
And have you ever tried to teach English to somebody? It's not always an easy task. Michael Pasquale with Cornerstone University says this year's annual ESL conference proves to be a learning experience.
One of the things that we do when we're having church-based ESL is that sometimes we don't have those that are professional teachers. So what we're trying to do for this year is really get at equipping these lay teachers on how to teach structures of English.
The April 6th conference is geared for church ministries. It'll take place on Cornerstone's campus in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a presence on Facebook. Just search for us, Mission Network News, and when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.